They testified from all over.
My name is Joyce Frank, and this is my son, Kevin Frank Jr. We are here to speak for Angoon.
My name's Andrew Sword. I'm a commercial fisherman.
And they had just 1 minute to make their case to the House Transportation Committee. For people like Harvey Brandt and Sitka, the whole thing was rushed.
Figure out another way to run the ferry service, fine. But let's take 2 or 3 years to figure that out.
I'm going to have to ask you to sum it up, please.
Now in December. Thank you so much, Madam Chair.
Thank you.
House Republican Louise Stutes of Kodiak often interrupted to keep things moving. That's because a record 283 people signed up to testify or listened in at legislative information offices around the state. A common refrain was that the ferries are the only link for communities. Wayne Carnes of Juneau said the Marine Highway is to Southeast what the Richardson Highway is to Anchorage, or the Parks Highway is to Fairbanks.
If our ferry system gets shut down, it basically means shutting down the equivalent of shutting down all those highways. And I'm more than willing to give up my PFD and even pay an income tax so we can fund essential government services.
Ferry employees also chimed in. Rob Arnold, a chief purser and a member of the Inland Boatmen's Union of the Pacific, said reform is necessary, but not the way the Dunleavy administration is doing it.
Labor is willing and able and honest and wants to find efficiencies in the system. Let's keep the system we have and fix it, and we don't have to keep spending money on all these consultants.
He's referring to the administration directing up to $90,000 towards hiring a marine consultant to look at privatization and other options to run ferry service next year. A request for proposals went out last week. Only one application came back. State officials say they are reviewing that sole proposal. An announcement is due on Monday, if not sooner. Critics of that process say hiring a new marine consultant disregards a regional effort underway for the past 2 years to remake the ferry system. Dennis Watson chairs that reform committee. He testified that he sees little good faith in the Dunleavy administration's efforts.
What I see in the cuts to NMHS and the governor's budget and the directive to hire a consultant to pick up the sticks afterwards is a directed effort to curtail ferry service permanently.
The Senate Finance Committee has also been grappling with the ferry question. At the committee's request, budget officials have offered scenarios that would keep the service running through the next fiscal year, but at a much reduced level. Reporting in Juneau, I'm Jacob Resnick.